This Bible study resource is brought to you by Preacher Man Milo, a nonprofit corporation designed for the preaching and teaching of God's holy word. It's Bible study time here at the Preacher Man Milo podcast.
But the fruit of the Spirit is love. Okay, stop right there. Hold the phone. Don't go any further. I get it. Apostle Paul says nine things. He says, but the fruit of the Spirit, and he lists nine elements. But the first element, the first words that come out of his mouth is love. And so we're going to focus on love today. In our next session, we'll focus on joy. And so I'm very excited to just focus on the love of God, this God that loves us like a superhero and teaches us how to love ourselves and love him back and love each other. Like, love is a very, very big deal as it relates to who we are in Christ, the Christian character, the marks of a Christian, the evidence of a Christian, meaning the fruit of the Spirit, and love is a big deal. Let me just read you some scriptures so you see how significant love is. Look what Apostle Paul says. In 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 14, he says, let all that you do be done in love. Now, last time I checked, all is the mathematics of 100%. So Apostle Paul says to the Corinthians, look, let 100% of what you do, your actions, make sure love is part of it. I mean, see how important love is to the Christian character. Another letter, Colossians, not Corinthians, but Colossians, also the Apostle Paul. Chapter 3, verse 14 says, and above all these, put on love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. Now, in that scripture, in that passage, Apostle Paul is talking about what we should wear, meaning what we should clothe ourselves with. He says, hey, clothe yourself with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, patience, forgiveness. But he says, you know what? Above all of these, put on love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. Do you see how important love is? Like, today's study about the fruit of the Spirit, love is so important. And it's not just the Apostle Paul. Look what John says. 1 John chapter 4, verse 8. Check this out. Anyone who does not love does not know God, because God is love. John says, if you don't love, you don't know God, because that's what God is. God is love. Now, the world will tell you love is love. The Bible says God is love, and maybe one day I'll teach the difference about that. But the point here is we're going to talk about the fruit of the Spirit. John says, if you don't love, you don't know God. Like, not only are we supposed to do everything with love in mind, but if you don't love, then you really don't know God. Isn't that, like, awesomely insane? Look what Peter says. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 8. He says, above all, keep loving one another earnestly, since love covers a multitude of sins. What covers a multitude of sins? Love. Above all, keep loving one another. I mean, everyone's pretty much saying that love is, like, super important in everything that we do, right? Proverbs 17:17, this is wisdom literature, says, a friend loves at all times, and a brother is born for adversity. A friend loves all the time, though. Like, love is always there. I mean, love is a big deal. And even what Jesus said in the Good Samaritan, you know, the parable of the Good Samaritan. Well, before you get to that parable, Jesus is approached by an expert in the law. And the expert asks Jesus, how does he achieve or inherit eternal life? And Jesus says, well, when you read the law, you're the expert. What do you see in it? How do you think you inherit eternal life? And in Luke chapter 10, verse 27, the expert lawyer answered correctly. He said, love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength and with all your mind, and love your neighbor as yourself. You see how love is such a big deal? Like, God loves us, and now we learn to love each other. Like, this fruit of the Spirit is a big deal. I just quoted Apostle Paul and John and Peter and Proverbs and even Jesus. So This is a big deal. I'm so excited for today's study, but the fruit of the Spirit is love. We're going to stop right there and look at that together. Let's pray really quickly. God, thank you for loving us. Thank you for being such a wonderful Father. We love you. We praise you. We thank you. We ask your Spirit guide our heads and hearts, because it is your Holy Spirit of truth. When it guides our hearts, we can produce the fruit of the Spirit that brings you all the honor, glory, and praise. And you are so worthy of all the honor, glory, and praise. We love you and we thank you in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus Christ. And we say together in one voice as one family, amen and amen. All right, you guys, we are focusing on the fruit of the Spirit, the element of love today. And you already know what it is. It's Bible study time here at the Preacher Man Milo podcast. Ho!
Brothers and sisters, I want to welcome you back to life. Back to the one that can make your next chapter your best chapter. Hallelujah.
How can it be that you love the most unlovable part of me? Of me. How could you see your life was the only gift I'll ever need to be free? It's amazing with you. I win even if I lose. Everything's working for my good for always.
Come on.
He saved the day. Woo. He will come through. You all know that's not what superheroes do.
Hallelujah.
No greater love makes my heart beat. All I wanna do is make you proud of me.
That's why.
I love you guys so much that I put a workbook together that you can download for free. Did I say free? Yes, I did. You could download for free. It's the Pizza Party workbook that I want you to use in conjunction as a companion guide for this particular series. Now, why is it free? Did it cost me time to produce? Yes, it did. Did it cost me money to produce? Yes, it did. Okay, well, why do I spend my time and money for free for you? Because I love you and because I'm producing the fruit of the Spirit by offering a series out of love and also offering a workbook out of love that's free for you. How do you get this workbook? Well, first of all, wherever you're listening to this podcast, there should be a write-up, a very small write-up about today's session about love. And the link should be right there. It's preachermanmilo.com/pizza party. Again, preachermanmilo.com/pizza party. So you can cut and paste the link and download it that way. You just click on the button or you can click the link. But either way, I want you to download this book, okay? You can also go to my Instagram. It's just preachermanmilo2020. And there I have all the pages for the entire workbook as images. So you can do just the page you want if you want to go that route. But today we're on part 5. And even though we're just starting today to go over the elements of the fruit of the Spirit, the first 4 sessions we focused on setting up the series. We can understand what's happening in Galatians chapter 5 and understand what's happening as it relates to this fruit we're supposed to produce. And so if you want to go back and listen to that, the first 4 pages of the workbook has exercises for you to answer questions. And of course, on part 4, the last part, we did a spiritual fruit report card where I ask you to look at the fruit of the Spirit. Look at these 9 things that Apostle Paul says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. And kind of grade yourself on the honor system of how you think you're doing, producing the evidence, the marks of a Christian character in each area, because after this series, I think you're going to grow because you're going to be more aware. And I'm so excited about that, because the more we know, the better we do. And glory be to God for that. But today we start going over the fruit of the Spirit. The first one Paul says is love. That's page 5 in your workbook. And I just want to quickly go over what's in this workbook so you can see why it's a resource, a free resource just for you. First of all, there's a part to take notes. So if you want to take notes about each session, The book's right there for you. So maybe you're listening while you're driving or cooking or washing clothes. I know for me, I often lay down and listen to studies and podcasts, even my own. And the answer is yes, I do fall asleep on my own and I fall asleep on other stuff too. Because when you lay down and your brain is relaxed and you fall asleep, that's fine. Fall asleep and wake up and listen to it later. But either way it goes, whether you take notes in real time because you're listening with pen and paper, or whether you want to go back like a journal and write down what you got from each session, that workbook has a note section right there just for you. But not only that, it also has a section for you to write down the various scriptures I give, because I share a lot of scriptures. For example, just in setting up today's session, I already shared 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 14, Colossians chapter 3, verse 14, 1 John chapter 4, verse 8, 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 8, Proverbs 17, 17, and then Luke 10, verse 27, all about the love of God, just in the setup. And there's going to be some other scriptures, various other scriptures I'm going to share. And so maybe you go back and write notes. Maybe you write some of these scriptures or all these scriptures down and read them on your own and get a better idea of what the Bible is saying, because sometimes you just need ideas to read. Well, I'm going to give you a bunch of different areas you can read about the love of God today. And then our next session, it'll be on joy and then peace and so forth and so on. Okay. But it's not just that. It's not just a note section. It's not just a section to write down the scriptures that I share. There's also a question at the end of each session tailored to what I think you should be asking yourself after the session. So today's question in your workbook, again, this is page 5. It's all about love. It says, how important do you think it is to produce the spiritual fruit of love? Like, after listening to today's session, do you think it's very important, or do you think, love's not that important? I can produce it once in a while or get to it when I want to. Like, how do you see it? How important is it after today's session? By the way, you can write it down. You can also email me at milo@preachermanmilo.com. I'd love to hear what you got from it, how you think about it. And maybe you want to email me because you have a different point of view, or maybe I said a word wrong or made a mistake. I don't mind you trying to correct me as long as you do it out of love, because we're focusing on love today. But it's not just that. It's not just the notes you can take and the scripture section. You can write down the scriptures. It's not just the question I want you to ponder after each session, but I even have fill in the blanks for each session to get to the heart, the bottom line of what I'm teaching today. So in part 5, here's the 3 fill in the blanks that I have for you. It says, love is the blank blank of the fruit of the Spirit. And then it says, again, love is the blank blank of the fruit of the Spirit. And then for a third time, love is the blank blank of the fruit of the Spirit. And the first letters are filled out. They're all different, but they're all ultimately saying the same thing about what is love as it relates to the fruit of the Spirit. What is it? Well, when you fill in those blanks, you're going to get to the essence, the bottom line of what I'm teaching today. And the book has the same things for each session. So joy has a different fill in the blank. Peace has a different fill in the blank. So I really, really, really want you to download this book because it's helpful. I think it's important to your growth as it relates to understanding and producing the fruit of the Spirit. And it was created out of love based upon me being a Christian and wanting you to have something that you could use. Okay. Welcome to the Preacher Man Milo podcast. I am your host, Preacher Man Milo. This is actually Bible Study Podcast episode number 65. It's Pizza Party Part 5, and today we're focusing all about love, and this focus on the element of love, it starts right now.
Let's go.
How can it be? Every one of my secrets that you keep.
You cover me.
You cover me.
I appreciate it.
A mystery.
It's amazing how
your patience with me, God will never leave.
You don't give up on me.
So heavenly,
help me.
Help me to see like you.
Like you.
No matter what I go through,
hey.
Everything's working for my good for a way.
Let me tell you what he does.
He saves the day.
And he will.
He will come through.
Hallelujah.
Keep on now, that's not what superheroes do.
Not real superheroes.
Don't pray to love.
Like this
makes my heart beat.
And I promise you,
all I wanna do is make
There is a big difference between living a chance-centered life and a Christ-centered life. Now, if someone lives a chance-centered life, what they're saying is their life circumstances are based on chance or coincidence. There's no rhyme. There's no reason. It's just random. But that's not what we are as Christians. Christians, we live a Christ-centered life. We say our life isn't based on chance or circumstances that are coincidental. Our life circumstances are based on Jesus Christ, who he is, what he did, what he said. We are his disciples, his students, his followers. We don't have chance-centered lives that are based on coincidence. We have Christ-centered life that's based on our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And this is the very reason why in part one of this pizza party series, I connected what Jesus said in the Gospel of John, chapter 14 and 15, with what the Apostle Paul said in Galatians chapter 5 to show that what Apostle Paul is telling the Galatians about the fruit of the Spirit, it's not based on coincidence or chance. It's based on Christ, right? Because as a reminder, what Jesus says in the Gospel of John is that he's going to ask the Father to send us another advocate, the Holy Spirit of truth. And then the very next chapter, he says that he's the true vine and that God the Father is the gardener and that we, the disciples, the students, the followers are the branches. And then he makes a common sense point. If you don't remain in me, since I'm the true vine, you're not going to be able to produce spiritual fruit. Why? Because a branch can't produce spiritual fruit on its own. It must be connected to the source, the spiritual source, and the Holy Spirit of truth that he talked about in the previous chapter will remind you. And so when Apostle Paul says, yeah, remember Jesus said the Holy Spirit of truth, we must remain in Jesus spiritually to be able to produce the fruit, and the Holy Spirit will remind us, well, that's why I'm talking to you, Galatians, about the fruit of the Holy Spirit. It's the same fruit Jesus talked about. So Apostle Paul is not just talking out the side of his neck based on random coincidences or chances. He's talking about what the Spirit of God, what Christ has given him. And here's the beauty of it. Apostle Paul is talking about the fruit of the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of truth, and the Spirit of truth is inspiring him to write this letter about the fruit of the Spirit. I just love that. See, Apostle Paul is led by the Spirit of God to go one step further than even Jesus did, because Jesus said, you remain in me, you'll produce fruit. But Paul says, not only is that true, but I want you to know the fruit of the Spirit looks a particular way. It looks like love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. So Apostle Paul is saying, this is what it looks like, the evidence, the marks of a Christian character. Now, why do I want you to understand that? I want you to understand that not only is Paul making this point to the Galatians because he has a Christ-centered life, but the way Apostle Paul makes the point is also not based on chance or coincidence. It's based on Christ. And what I mean by that is when Apostle Paul says the fruit of the Spirit, and the first word that comes out of his mouth is love, I need you to understand that Apostle Paul didn't say love because of chance. He didn't say love first because it was a coincidence. The reason he said love is because that's what you need to produce first if you have any relationship with Jesus Christ. And so I want you to understand today that love is the initial essential of the fruit of the Spirit. Said a bit differently, love is the first fruits of the fruit of the Spirit. And finally said a different way, love is the mandatory minimum of the fruit of the Spirit. Once you understand that love is the initial essential, love is the first fruits, love is the mandatory minimum of the fruit of the Spirit, you understand that Apostle Paul could not have said, but the fruit of the Spirit is gentleness and peace and love. No, no, no. If you don't have love, you're not going to be able to have the joy, nor the peace, nor the patience. Love is the initial essential. Love is the first fruits. Love is the mandatory minimum. Let me teach you what those three things mean. They're all saying the same thing, but different people hear and visualize differently. And so I want to just get to the heart of it and break these three things down. Number one, mandatory minimums. I want you to think about a judge in a criminal court setting who is telling the criminal defendant or the one accused of a crime that, listen, you're about to go through the guilt phase of a trial and maybe you're declared innocent. But I need you to know now that if you're found guilty, there'll be a sentencing phase of the trial. And in that part, I have to give you at least 10 years. When a judge says that, a judge is teaching the defendant or the defendant's lawyer about something the criminal courts call mandatory minimums. This is where by statute, by rule, the judge's hands are tied because the judge is not allowed to give you a lesser sentence. I have to give you at least 10 years. I can give you more, but the mandatory minimum says I have to rule at least this for you. Now, I want you to understand with that picture in your mind that love is the mandatory minimum of the fruit of the Spirit. You got to have at least that. You got to start there. You could have more. You could have the rest of it. But if you don't have love, then you haven't even started. Remember, we already went over this. 1 John chapter 4, verse 8. If you don't love, you don't know God because God is love, right? Love is the mandatory minimum. But another way to see that is love is the first fruits of the fruit of the Spirit, right? And when I say first fruits, I want you to think about a harvest, a crop. You know, you're getting all of your fruit that you've produced. Well, the first thing that pops up is love, right? Love is the first fruit of the Spirit. Why would you have the joy of God and the peace of God if you didn't have the love of God? Why would you have the patience God produces if you don't have his love to help teach you what that looks like? Again, I'm going to teach you element by element about the fruit of the Spirit, but I can't teach about any of them if I don't make the emphasis that love is so important. It's the mandatory minimum of the fruit of the Spirit. It's the first fruits of the fruit of the Spirit. It's the initial essential. Now, what do I mean when I say love is the initial essential of the fruit of the Spirit? Well, there's certain things that are essential to our faith, like water or oxygen or shelter or food, like you have to have them, right? And then there's certain things that there's liberty, there's freedom that you can do. You can choose to eat just vegetables because you think God wants you to not eat meat, or you can eat vegetables and meat. As long as you do it to the Lord, you have the freedom to choose, right? You can drink a little wine or you could drink no wine. You have the freedom in certain areas, but certain things are essential. You have to have them. And I'm teaching today. I want you to listen close. Love is the initial essential. It's the first essential thing about who we are as Christians. Love is the initial essential element of our faith. Love is the first fruits of the fruit of the Spirit. Love is the mandatory minimum of the fruit of the Spirit. Once we understand that, we can move on to the rest of it. Let's go a little deeper and focus on this initial essential called love.
And the church saying, come on. Jesus loving you
will be the death of me.
It sounds crazy, don't it?
Hey. That's how it's supposed to be.
Let me tell you what it means.
More less of me.
That's why.
Father. I don't wanna love nobody but you.
I really mean it this time.
I don't wanna love nobody but you.
Jesus.
I don't wanna love nobody but you. I don't wanna love nobody but you.
If I speak in the tongues of men or of angels, but do not have love, I am only a resounding gong or a clanging cymbal. If I have the gift of prophecy and can fathom all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have a faith that can move mountains but do not have love, I am nothing. If I give all I possess to the poor and give over my body to hardship that I may boast but do not have love, I gain nothing. I just read Apostle Paul, his writing to the church of Corinth, the Corinthians, the first letter, and this is found in chapter 13. So I read 1 Corinthians 13, verses 1 through 3. Many of you may already know this, but chapter 13 is affectionately referred to as the love chapter because here Apostle Paul is teaching us about love, not in the psychological or emotional or human sense, but heavenly love, what God's love is about and why it's so important in our relationship with each other. And in these verses I just read, here's what I want you to see Apostle Paul revealing. Apostle Paul reveals that the evidence of the fruit of the Spirit is more important than evidence of the gifts of the Spirit. He says, listen, I don't care if you have the gift of prophecy. I don't care if you have a faith that can move mountains and you have all knowledges and all mysteries figured out. I don't care if you speak in tongues of men. I don't even care if you speak in the special language of angels. If you don't have love, you have nothing, you gain nothing, you're nothing more than a clanging cymbal, a bunch of noise in my ear. Apostle Paul says, listen, unless you have the evidence of the fruit of the Spirit, unless you have that love, then nothing else matters. Now, why would Apostle Paul make that point? Well, there's more to it, but for today's study, here's the precise reason I want you to see. The reason Apostle Paul makes this point is quite simple. Love is the initial essential. Love is the first fruits. Love is the mandatory minimum of the fruit of the Spirit. Remember, we already said this. I think it's 1 John chapter 4, verse 8. God is love, and anyone who does not love does not know God. Just think about that with me today. God is love, and if you don't know love, you don't know God. Why does 1 John chapter 4, verse 8 not say God is joy, and if you don't know joy, or God is peace? He says love, right? And the reason he says love is because love is the initial essential. Love is the first fruits of the fruit of the Spirit. Love is the mandatory minimum. If you're a Christian connected to God, connected to the Holy Spirit, it starts with love. That's why Apostle Paul said, but the fruit of the Spirit is love. You got to start there and start there to produce anything else. Think about what I talked about earlier today and even in our first part of this series. Remember when Jesus in the Gospel of John talked about sending us another advocate, the Holy Spirit of truth. We sometimes forget what Jesus said right before he said that. It's in the same verse, right? John chapter 14, verse 15 starts off this way. If you love me, keep my commands, and I will ask the Father to send another advocate. Now, notice how Jesus says, if you love me, why didn't he say, if you goodness me, or if you kindness me? The answer is because love is the initial essential of who we are in the family of God. It is the first fruits of the fruit of the Spirit. It is the mandatory minimum. In fact, after he says that in John chapter 14, the very next chapter, John chapter 15, verses 1 through 8, where Jesus declares, I am the true vine, my Father's the gardener, you're the branches, now remain in me. That's John 15, verses 1 through 8. But guess what Jesus says right after that? You can read it when you find time. The very next verses, 9 through 17, he now says, now that I say remain in me, what I'm saying is remain in my love. Just as I remain in the Father's love, now you remain in my love. When you remain in the love of Jesus, you can produce the spiritual fruit he's talking about in John 15. And that's why Paul says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, because love is the initial essential. It's the first fruits of the fruit of the Spirit. Love is the mandatory minimum. It's our spiritual starting point to say, you know what? I know I belong to God because I'm not just a loving person. I'm not just an enabler who's an empath that lets people use me, but I understand how God loves me and I produce that love and I start there with that initial essential. And now I can move forward with the rest of my life. Think about John 3:16. John 3:16, this is the hinging scripture of our entire faith. For God so what the world? Why does John 3:16 not say, for God so joyed the world, or God so self-controlled the world? For God so loved the world. God is love. It was his love that sent Jesus. It's your faith in the love of God and the loving sacrifice that Jesus expressed that causes us to love anyway. So what you got to understand is that for God so loved the world, because love is the initial essential. It is the first fruits of the fruit of the Spirit. It is the mandatory minimum. Once you understand, you got to have the love of God, the love of Christ to produce any of this other elemental evidence that Apostle Paul says, here's the marks of a Christian character. You got to produce love. It's the first fruits. And then after that, we'll understand, okay, here's how joy unfolds in peace. and get into the divine order of what Apostle Paul is teaching, what the Spirit of God is revealing, and which I'm offering to you today in this series. Now, that I went over this, I want us to look at it in the context of Apostle Paul and what he's teaching the Galatians, right? Because in Galatians chapter 5, it's verses 22 and 23, where he says, but the fruit of the Spirit, and he starts talking about these nine elements. But I want you to look at this in context of what he said before that in that very chapter, because I've been teaching that this is all about love. That's what Jesus taught, and that's what Paul is teaching specifically. But look at what he says in chapter 5, Galatians 5, before he gets to the fruit of the Spirit. Here's Apostle Paul, Galatians 5, verse 6. He says this, for in Christ Jesus neither circumcision nor uncircumcision has any value. The only thing that counts is faith expressing itself through love. This is Galatians 5, verse 6. The only thing, out of all the things, the only thing that counts, that matters, is faith expressing itself through love. That's verse 6. And then you go down to verse 13. The same Apostle Paul in the same chapter says, you, my brothers and sisters, were called to be free, but do not use your freedom to indulge the flesh. Rather, serve one another humbly in love, right? So after Apostle Paul says that the only thing that matters is expressing our faith through love and serving each other humbly in love, he then says right after that, a few verses later, but the fruit of the Spirit is love. And then he goes on and on and on. But he starts with love. Why? Not because of chance or coincidence, but because Apostle Paul knows what Jesus knows, and we know that love is the initial essential of the fruit of the Spirit. Love is the first fruits of the fruit of the Spirit. Love is the mandatory minimum of the fruit of the Spirit. And once we figure out this love and understand this love, then we can focus on joy. And that's what we're going to do in our next session together. Until then, let's remember how important love is to who we are in Jesus Christ.
The Savior.
I don't wanna love nobody but you. I don't wanna love nobody but you.
Yes.
I don't wanna love nobody but you.
You have been listening to another Bible study episode on the Preacher Man Milo podcast. And in a moment, Milo is going to close out with prayer and final thoughts. Now, if you liked this episode, it would be a good idea to hit the subscribe button so you don't miss the next one. Thanks for listening. Now here is Pastor Milo to close us out in prayer.
God, we just thank you for Jesus Christ. We thank you for the love that you lavished on us because Jesus expressed his faith by showing the love he has for all those who believe by laying his life on the line so that we may have access to everlasting life and access to you, Father God. We thank you, we praise you, we glorify you. We just ask that your Holy Spirit remind us to produce the love that we know is in us because we know you and we know your love, and therefore we must love in that same way. We just praise you, we glorify you, we thank you, and in Jesus' mighty and matchless name, we say together, amen and amen. All right, you guys, that's the end of today's study. I hope that you got something out of it. Most importantly, the awareness of how crucial love is, which reminds me of that workbook, that heavenly homework. I first want you to go back and fill in the blanks. And if you guys didn't catch it yet in your workbook, love is the initial essential of the fruit of the Spirit. That's the first line. The second line, love is the first fruits of the fruit of the Spirit. And the third line, love is the mandatory minimum of the fruit of the Spirit. So go ahead and fill that out. And also for your own edification, your own truthfulness, after today's study, how important do you think producing the spiritual fruit of love is? That question is right there in your book. And of course, don't forget to go over the scriptures. We talked about a lot of them today. In the study portion, we added 1 Corinthians 13, verses 1 through 3. We also revisited John 14 and 15, and of course, John 3, 16. And we also went to Galatians and looked at chapter 5, verses 6 and 13, and things like that. So I'll try to list the scriptures on the podcast, but hopefully you can go back and revisit those as well. And in our next session together, we're now going to focus on joy, because Apostle Paul said, but the fruit of the Spirit is love. Then he says joy. And so that's next on our list. Okay. Until next time, I want you to go with God. I want you to go with God and know his love and produce his love. And I want you to make it a happy day in Jesus' name.